Governor Ned Lamont, data shows flattening of the curve in Connecticut. By Hannah Blow on April 11, 2020. Governor Ned Lamont, D., said on Friday that recent data suggests the coronavirus curve is flattening in Connecticut. The governor affirmed the data signaling hope for the New England state but added that it is still too early to return to businesses as usual. While data is starting to show a flattening of the curve, we're not out of the woods, he said. Returning to normal too soon will have too many negative consequences. I will continue to consult with medical experts every day and do our best to protect the health and safety of Connecticut, he added. According to WSHU, hospital data indicates that the curve is flattening in the state, as hospitals saw an average of about 90 admissions a day for 5 days straight, down from more than 100. But 5 days is 5 days, Lamont said of the data. And the week before that, there were about 102 hospitalizations. So at least we can say we seem to be flattening out. And what does that mean? He asked. It means it gives our hospitals some more capacity. It gives them more time to plan. Connecticut had an excess of 10,500 confirmed cases of the virus as of Friday evening and more than 1,500 hospitalizations. Schools across the state will remain closed until at least May 20th. As will recreation facilities, movie theaters, gyms, and large shopping malls. Similarly, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., reported a dose of hopeful news this week, announcing on Thursday that New York was flattening the curve. The hospitalization rate does suggest that it's coming down, and we are flattening the curve, Cuomo said Thursday. We had 200 net increase in hospitalizations, which you can see is the lowest number we've had since this nightmare started, actually. A change in ICU admissions is the lowest number we've had since March 19th or so. So all of this data suggests we are flattening the curve so far, he added. Cuomo said on Friday that fewer residents were in hospital intensive care units since the coronavirus crisis began, as Breitbart News detailed.